My advice that no one will listen to, or maybe some, is to actually stop for a minute. As you're shooting to work, working like crazy to pay off a mortgage, working like crazy to pay off whatever you're paying off, think to yourself, why am I here in this light? What did I come here for? To be a non-player character? To just have these laws steamrolled over me, laws that I don't believe in, laws that I don't want to happen, but I just can't see any way to stop it, so I'm just going to do nothing? Or maybe as you think about that and stop to think about it and stop to think about what you have to offer as a human being to this planet and to other human beings coming, that you have the power to plant little seeds that will grow into trees whose shade you will never experience, then maybe, maybe you just might find the courage buried deep in your DNA that saw this country become great in the first place. This is a time to stand up. This is a time to be defiant. This is a time to stop complying, because this won't stop here. They took away freedom of choice, now they're after freedom of speech. They're bullies, and they will keep bullying you and bullying you and bullying you until you realize you were the one who always had the power, not them. It was always you. You just didn't have the courage to wield it. But right now, these next few years, in this tumultuous time, you do have the power to change the history of Australians and let your grandchildren look back and go, that's my grandfather. They tried to silence him, but he stood up and he fought and he crushed them and he got Australia back to what it was meant to be. That's my grandfather. His picture is on the wall. Or it could be in the dustbin. Your choice.